me cry too. When they tell me I love you, I love you, I love you. How many that you're
you're listening to Sweet Corn on WMFO in Medford. Alright, so like I said, you're listening to Sweet Corn with DJ Hell. It's me. I don't have a theme for you this week because I was lazy, and there's some coming up, I promise. So we're just going to be listening to some songs by some favorite artists of mine, old and new. A few covers. And me listening for the first time live to a new single from a band I really, really like. But that will come in a little bit. I just played for you Adult Mom, who's on tour right now, and Ty Siegel, and that's from his album Melted, from 2010, which is one of my favorites by him. I really, really liked him in high school. So a really odd thing happened to me today, and I'll tell you all about it because I think it's best to hear it described by my mouth and not in any other way, although I've already messaged and tweeted about it. Today I was walking to the T-stop in Davis Square from my house, and I had my headphones in, and it was sunny out, and I was listening to Mitski. So obviously, like, really minding my own business. Like, that's not music to, like, rage to or anything. And there was this old woman walking with a cane, and I saw her lips kind of moving, and people ask me for, like, directions and stuff all the time. I don't really know why, because, like, I don't think I look particularly warm or nice when I'm walking around, but they must sense that my Midwestern charm, and that if they talk to me, I'll tell them literally anything. So she was walking along, and her mouth was moving, and I took my headphones out, and I said, "Excuse me," and then she just said, "Show off," and walked away. And it was really startling. I haven't been called a show-off since fourth grade, when this boy Chris Schieffer called me that at lunch. I can't remember why in that case either. I don't know what's going on. I mean, she's right. Like, just not in that situation. She should see me at a party and then she can call me that. It's not my fault, lady. I'm just trying to do my thing. Anyway. So now that I've told you about that, we can move along to the next music also, so I can pee, because I really have to pee. All right. And here you are. This is Television.
Something Sure.
Okay, so I guess we kind of did have a little mini theme there relating to art. We started out with Venus by Television, and that's from their album Marquee Moon, which is tends to be the favorite, but I actually prefer the other one, but that's my favorite song from that album. And then we heard Mondrian by Turtlenecked, Modern Art by The Black Lips, Colors by The Avalanches, and that's from their latest album that came out last year. And then Painted Faces and Long Hair by the Orwells from their 2012 album Remember When. My favorite of theirs, because they were my favorite band in high school. And they just released an album, but I haven't listened to it yet. I'm kind of afraid to. My mom's friend keeps tagging me in their posts on Facebook about it, and I haven't listened to it yet. I mean, if you have, tell me how it is. I have honestly haven't really heard good things about it, as I expected. I guess I could have a lot to say about each of those songs individually. They don't. Also, in the background, you'll be hearing songs by Shifted, who I think are out of Berlin. So right now, this is their song, Anti. It's not really a song. Yeah, I guess it's a song. I don't really know what it is. So we're going to move away from that little mini theme, and we're going to move into some other music that I have for you today. So it's Tuesday, so we're going to play a song pertaining to that, and then I'm going to play two songs by Mitski. One from Bury Me at Makeout Creek, which was sort of her breakout album, as they call it. And I recently started listening to, she has actually two albums before her two sort of ubiquitous ones. And I started listening to them this week, and they're very different but really wonderful. So we'll be hearing a song from one of her earlier albums as well. But first, a song by Neutral Milk Hotel.
I was off in a forest somewhere, I don't know where, but somewhere, and I was sitting on top of this huge tree, and I don't know how I got up there, like, that tree way over there, it's just this little tiny point, I was just sitting on it, and I was afraid to move, and I moved, and the tree just bent with me. That was weird.
That's cool.
Building, pushing up towards the sky, and I just wanna climb your tower till you're dressed like apple pie. Yeah. Oh, I love you on a Tuesday. Oh, I love you on a Tuesday. Vegetable handle my perfume.
Sorry, darling, play your
All right. What did you think of those songs? Let me know. You can email them to me, your ideas. So that was Francis Forever by Mitski, and then Because Dreaming Costs Money, My Dear, from her album Retired from Sad New Career in Business. The album has like a lot of adjectives on it, so many, and it's kind of sentimental, I guess, is maybe the right word for it. I'm not really sure. She definitely hit her stride in her more recent albums. And usually I like early albums from artists better, because I'm the worst, but she's one of those artists where she just keeps getting better with time. So I'll read a PSA while we hear In Equal Measure by Shifted from their single Six Steps to Resurgence. Okay, 4 rules of gun safety. No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Rule 0, all guns are always loaded. Rule 1, never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy. Rule 2, keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot. Rule 3, be sure of your target and what is beyond it. A public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So that was a good one, right? So we played some music about art earlier. And I think one of my personal favorite art forms is that of recent linguistic art, also called emojis, and thinking about how they've come in different waves and different trends of emojis. You can email me your favorite ones or your least favorite ones. It's really good to get strong opinions of any kind. Email them to helen.sibilla@gmail.com. So that's my first name with one L, period, sibilla@gmail.com. And I'll take that into consideration. Mom, pretend you're not hearing this, but I kind of want to write my thesis on emojis. So we'll see if that happens in the next year or so. It's 4:36 p.m. And we're in sunny Medford. Yeah. All right. We're going to move along. So next, we're going to start getting into some really newly released music. The Lentils, who are formerly from Boston but have moved to California in recent years, a year or two, have come out somewhat recently with an album. It really isn't that recent, but I didn't find it or I forgot about it. So we'll be hearing a song from that new album, and then we'll be hearing a song from Froth's latest album, which came out really pretty recently. I really, really liked their first album, Patterns, and they had one come out in between that one and this one. I don't even remember what it was called. It, like, honestly wasn't that great. This one I still have mixed feelings about, so I'm just going to try to keep listening to it, and you will with me, so I can try to form thoughts about it. And then after we hear some songs from Froth, I'll also be playing a song from Patterns, that first album. We'll listen to a new track from the band French Vanilla, who I don't know if I've ever played them on the radio. Well, anyway, I saw them over the summer. They opened for Girlpool. They're from Los Angeles, and I just checked their Bandcamp, and it looks like they have an album coming out this month, which is so exciting. I have been frantically checking their website every couple months to see if any new music has come out, because they only had 4 songs released this summer when I saw them, and it killed me. They're really great, so I'll be hearing that song for the first time. It's their single from this album. Okay, so first we have The Lentils. Thank you.
my stereo. It's like human food to a dog. I just gotta have that song ringing in my ears. Well, I heard it on a Monday, and by Friday I would lose all control. Tell the drunk umpire he can have my room. Thank you.
The end of the harvest. So that was Froth, like I said, and then Anti-Aging Global Warming by French Vanilla, which seems like a very apt song. I am excited for that album now. It was the first time for me listening to that new single, and I am jazzed. They are really cool. The singer's name is Sally, and she kind of looks like my grandma, whose name is Sally, except when she was younger. So anyway, really exciting. I also spent some time with some family friends this weekend. One of my good friends who I used to do ballet with, she now goes to school in Boston. Her mom came in and we went to the new William Forsythe staging at the Boston Ballet. It's not a new ballet, but it is a new staging. And it was excellent. But then we had breakfast with them and they were telling me stories from when my friend and her brother were little. And apparently when she was brought home from the hospital as a newborn baby, their mom had to like keep him away from her because he kept trying to see what was behind her eyeballs, and he would go and start he wanted to like claw out her eyes so that he could see what was behind her eyeballs, which is insane and really funny. I like can't stop laughing thinking about it. Really funny. I went to a Russian ballet program with her in high school for a couple of years, and she ended up going there for boarding school, and we had a really good time there. There were always these huge bugs. It was like in the middle of nowhere in Maine, and there's this big bug that kept showing up, I remember, one summer. And we had to take acting classes from the Russian man, Andrei, who ran the program. But they weren't really acting classes. They were like weird, just really strange things. Like he would sit in front of this desk and then put things on the desk. And then he would say, close your eyes very quietly. And then we would all close our eyes. And then he would like change a few really small details. Like he would change the angle at which the pen was sitting relative to the notebook or something. And then he would say, open your eyes, tell me what's different. And then he would just fold his hands and look at all of us until we told him everything that he had changed. Apparently that's supposed to help you with stage acting. Who knew? I can't say whether it did or not. I remember he didn't like me because I laughed too much during acting class. All right, so we have 5 minutes left on this show in WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So depending on how much time there is, we're gonna play a Sonic Youth song and then maybe a Daniel Johnston song before Chris comes in, I'm not sure. Like I said, behind my voice today, you've been hearing songs from Shifted, a electronic artist out of Berlin, I want to say. So this is, right now is called Leather. It's from one of their newer albums. It's pretty cool. All right, yeah, so I wish you the best on this Tuesday. It is Mardi Gras, so make sure you eat something with fat in it. I personally had an almond milk cappuccino this morning. So, you know, do what you gotta do to get crazy, right? Also, some dear friends of mine put out an album last week, which I forgot to play today, but maybe in the future I will. They're called Lost Dog, and you should look them up on Bandcamp. Their album is really good, and I highly recommend it. And I don't say that lightly, because I've been friends with a lot of bad bands, and they're not one of them. So, okay, here's Sonic Youth with Teenage Riot.